Some money-saving tips to help make your Thanksgiving meal a little more affordable. Still a few weeks away, but that Thanksgiving meal might just give you a stomachache by thinking about how much this big holiday meal is going to cost you. The average price of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 was $50.11 last year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. And that cost includes only classic items such as turkey, stuffing, peas, cranberries, sweet potatoes, buttered rolls, pumpkin pie, a relish tray of carrots and celery, milk, and coffee. If you tend to serve more people and offer a wider range of dishes and alcoholic beverages, then you can bet the cost of that Thanksgiving meal will be much higher. Some things you can do to make your holiday meal more affordable: get an accurate guest count so that you don't buy more food than you'll actually cook. Stick to traditional Thanksgiving fare, because chances are your local grocery store will have everything you want on sale. Plan a menu with dishes people enjoy so you're not tossing out uneaten food. Shop your pantry and base your Thanksgiving dinner on what you already have in the pantry, refrigerator, or freezer. Opt for do-it-yourself desserts over store-bought. You might even be able to make desserts with leftover Halloween candy. Ask guests to bring side dishes. Buy a discounted turkey. Compare turkey deals from several grocers in your area to determine which one offers the best discount. Supermarkets offer turkeys at a reduced price per pound or for a flat discount of up to 50% with a minimum purchase. Some stores may even offer free turkeys when you spend a certain dollar amount or if you purchase a ham. Another way to save money on your Thanksgiving bird is to buy a frozen one rather than fresh. And shop at your lowest price supermarket, use grocery store coupons or apps for extra savings, and compare with prices at the big warehouse club stores such as Costco. And lastly, don't wait until the last minute to do your Thanksgiving meal shopping, because you don't want to miss out on sales, and some ingredients tend to sell out quickly. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.